So if we go back to the TELUS example you were speaking of earlier, what happened with that? Was there any enforcement of TELUS blocking the website created by their striking workers?
Yeah, like they were basically told that they can't do that. So I mean, and that's the worst example. And I don't think you're going to see them. You're going to see ISPs outright blocking websites because they sort of learned that lesson that people get very upset when they do that. So what you're going to see is much more subtle. It's just that, when you're using the internet, every now and then it doesn't work very well, and you don't know why. And sometimes, you know, it's just like your connection. But that's the kind of thing that will happen is that, you know, when you're using BitTorrent, for example, technologies, if you're trying to, the CBC was using it, so people would go and try and download CBC videos, so that it would like take a day to download, and people would just give up on it. No one knew why, right? Like, they just were like, oh, I guess this video takes forever. Oh, well, forget it. But it turns out Bell Canada was actually slowing down access to that video. So that's the kind of thing, that's what makes it scary, is that it's not very easy to tell, because it's just, people just assume that there's something wrong with the internet in general, but really what's happening is your ISP is deciding for you that what you're trying to get, you shouldn't get.
So has there been any movement towards oversight of, as how companies regulate access to the media?
Yeah, well, I mean, the organization I work with is called SaveOurNet.ca, mm-hmm. and that's pretty much what we're calling for, is for the CRTC to have oversight and for them to firmly enforce net neutrality to prevent this thing from happening. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, they have made steps in the right direction, but now we have to basically push forward and force them to enforce these rules. And we just launched a campaign targeting Tony Clement, who's the industry minister, and we're basically telling him to demand the CRTC do regular audits of ISPs. So, like, you know, so that it's not, so I don't have to go and search out every single thing an ISP is doing and lodge a complaint, because that's going to take a while. What we're saying is that the CRTC should every month or two do an audit of what the ISPs are doing themselves, and then tell them to stop whatever they're doing that's wrong, because I think that makes more sense in terms of enforcement. So if people are interested in this issue, I do encourage people to go to SaveOurNet.ca and send Tony Clement a letter telling him you like the internet.
What kind of sense do you get about how aware the general public is of the limitations of the media they're consuming?
My experience is that people know that there's limitations. Like, I don't think they know much about this, like, net neutrality issue. I think, you know, that there's definitely been there's a movement for it, but a lot of the general public is still unaware, and that's something that, you know, I in particular need to fix, and that's one of the reasons why Media Democracy Day is important. But in terms of general media and journalism and stuff, I think the public, from my experience, is pretty well aware that it's not serving our democratic needs in this society. That, you know, they know that, like, there's, like, you know, people are just rewriting press releases, and that there's less and less journalists working, and that the media, a lot of it's like fluff, and you know, it's heavily influenced by commercial interests. Like, I think that that's almost common wisdom at this point, which is part of the reason why it looks like there is a bit of a, you know, despite the economic slowdown and everything, there does seem to be increasing support for, you know, the TAI and Rabble and community radio and independent media in general. So my main, you know, one of the reasons I want to work on these issues is because I think this is actually a really exciting time. We have the traditional, you know, corporate media basically in crisis, and we have more and more people aware that they're not serving their needs. At the same time, we have an open internet that we still have sort of an open internet that we can use to launch exciting projects and to raise awareness. So it, to me, like, this is a critical juncture that we can completely change the media and you know, make it more democratic, really, in the next couple of years if we take it seriously.
Do you feel as though traditional media models such as CanWest are failing, not because of their structure, but because people are, I guess, wise to it and understand that they're not getting a full range of views here?
I think it's a combination. I think, you know, that there's definitely been a lot of, you know, there's a lot of communications and media literacy programs out there, and you know that I'm partly the project, the product of those. So I think those are definitely having an impact, and more people are wise to these, to like the agenda of corporate media, I guess. But so that's one factor. But I think other factors are that the CRTC has failed to keep big media in check, and they basically have. They've basically taken themselves down by they own so much media that they are so anti-competitive and that they're so homogenous that, you know, when independent media comes out and starts putting interesting stories out there, they really have nowhere to go, and they've just like cut their journalism so much, and like that they have such a greed and hunger for profit that it's just completely eroding their credibility as a source of information. So I think that it's a combination of those, of basically the big business corporate greed eating the media, basically. People getting wise and educated about it and just not paying attention to them anymore. And then there's the online, the internet is that it just provides an opportunity, an easy opportunity for us to escape big media. I mean, before the internet, it was much more difficult.
So if listeners do want to celebrate independent media or learn more about the current system, what can they do? How can they participate in Media Democracy Day?
Yeah, definitely go to Media Democracy Day this Saturday. It's just at 11 a.m. and goes till 6. And we have speakers like Rafe Mayer, who ran a big environmental campaign and was kind of shut down by the media. And he also writes for the Tai. And then we have a greenwashing campaign, panel that'll be really interesting, and we also have Donald Gutstein, who just wrote a book about corporate propaganda, and we also have this exciting artist, Fabiana from San Francisco, who basically is world renowned for creating social movement graphics and designs, and she's going to talk close out the day, which is going to be really exciting. I think anyone who cares about these issues and wants to kind of move the ball forward on this, it's like the perfect thing to kind of get engaged. In terms of moving beyond that, I would check out the website at openmedia.ca, which is an organization I work with that kind of works on campaigns for independent media and net neutrality and things like that.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.